Holcomb.
May it please the Court. In this case, the motions court made a determination that the vehicle stop was pretextual. There had been a lookout for this particular vehicle on suspicion of carrying drugs. The motions court decided that if it's a pretextual stop, then the officer has to be correct in his assessment and his basis for stopping the vehicle. This is in violation of Wren. Wren indicates that the subjective intentions of the officer, the actual motivations, do not matter. What you look to are the facts leading up to the stop.
Let's assume that the circuit court judge is wrong when he said, oh, well, when we're dealing with tinted windows, you have to be absolutely right. And let's assume here that the standard is probable cause, what a reasonable police officer believed.
Okay.
What are the facts here that would show probable cause?
Just probable cause, not reasonable suspicion. Because it could be stopped for either.
Well, here it was a probable cause. Aren't we dealing with probable cause here?
What is the standard? Is it? Yeah.
I think, well, and I always cite Roe when I get into these traffic stop cases. And in Roe, there's a part of it where you say the stop can be based on either probable cause or reasonable suspicion. And I believe in your concurrence in Ransom, you indicated that reasonable suspicion standard was also appropriate. So it could be either. And you really are just looking for what the officer knew leading up to arrest. And our position would be, at minimum, there's reasonable suspicion. But even under these facts, there was probable cause.
Okay, what are those facts? Since the officer says, I haven't had any training in this. Mm-hmm. I have no way to measure it. And as I read his testimony, he never really says that I reasonably believe that these windows were more than 35%. He just says they look too dark.
Well, he also said he couldn't see through them, and he also did not.
He doesn't link it to anything with the statute. He just says they look too dark.
I understand. He said three things at least. Well, four. He was familiar with the requirements, the statutory, the 35% requirement. He thought they were too dark. He could not see through a window, and he did not see the sticker.
Is the sticker required? I couldn't find that.
The sticker, actually, it's under Comar. I went and looked at this, and actually, when you have 4.5 hours to kill, it's amazing what you'll find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comar requires a tinted window to have a state police
station. Yes, if I can, I'll refer the court. This is not in my brief, and I apologize, but 23104, the transportation article, sets forth the minimum requirements for vehicles, equipment requirements. 23105 is the one that gives them authorization to stop, to issue an equipment repair order. If you look at Comar, Title 11, Subtitle 14, Chapter 2, Safety Standards for Passenger Cars, etc., first of all, it indicates that these standards in here also apply to new vehicles. And then if you continue on to it would be 11140214. Is the one on safety glazing.
140214.
Under Comar, correct.
It says it has to have a sticker?
It says, and I'm not really familiar with a lot of Comar, but what they do is they set forth, here are the procedures for inspecting vehicle glazing. Here's what you do to reject. And under tinting for passenger cars, it says, this is under subsection 4AI is what I'm looking at. I'm sorry about this.
No.
I'm glad this is being recorded.
You said you're glad it is or not?
Well, I'm glad because I know I'm going through a lot of things that I didn't cite in my brief, so I apologize. But it says the light transmittance is at least 35%, and then a label provided by the tinting material manufacturer, half by 1.5 inches, containing the manufacturer's name, percentage of light transmittance, is permanently installed in the top left corner of the windshield and the lower front corner of all side windows and lower left of rear windows when viewed from outside. So that is a provision that...
Does that have to be put on when a car is marketed or if it's an aftermarket tinting as well?
I believe it would apply to both because referring back to, I apologize, 11-14-02, the applicability of that chapter is the standard requirements and procedures set forth in this chapter applicable to equipment originally installed by the manufacturer. Now, the statute, 22406, talks about aftermarket, and I couldn't find much legislative history on it. There was, from what I could gather, this window tinting provision was enacted in 1995, and unfortunately, the library does not have legislative history from 95 that hasn't been microfiched yet by DLS.
So is his testimony that I'm familiar with the statute?
Yes.
That they looked too dark and they didn't have the label?
No, I didn't see.
I didn't see a sticker.
I didn't see a sticker.
And he couldn't see the people in the car. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And our position is that is at minimum. Those are the facts that you look to determine whether the stop was legal. In this case, defense counsel did a good job. They went out and had the equipment repair order, took it to the Maryland State Police. It turned out the tinting was legal. But that's all that happened after the stop. And the case law is you looked at the objective facts known by the officer leading up to the stop. Our other argument is that the court misinterpreted Roe because Roe was strictly statutory interpretation.
Is there any training offered for eyeballing these things?
Not from this record. And I'm not, we're beginning to get a number of window tinting cases in our division.
We're beginning to see them.
Yeah. Pardon me?
We're beginning to see them.
Yes. And I haven't seen, I worked on one the other day, and I don't know enough about the training. It may be just something they learn in the academy or something like that. I don't know if they go through, this is 0%, this is 100%. And my understanding from some of these other cases, a 0% would be as if the window was painted black and 100% would be perfectly clear. And you're concerned about, you want to have at least 35% of light to be able to go through the window. So.
But there's no way to measure that other than, by eyeballing.
There's reference in the record to a tint meter.
Yeah, but you have to stop the vehicle.
Correct.
I mean, there's no way to do it.
Right. I don't know how a tint meter would work, but he did say, I think you have to stop the vehicle at least. So these are the facts that were leading up to the stop, and our contention is that the motions court erred, and we're asking for reversal.
Well, see, the problem in this case is not that he eyeballed it and he wanted to stop the car. It is that he wanted to stop the car.
Right.
And so he now says, I eyeballed it as a pretext for stopping the car. So it probably was a pretext based on the testimony that came in later, right?
That's a fair reading, Your Honor, but Wren says that does not matter.
I understand about Wren. I mean, right. I've dealt with Wren before.
I know you have. I know you have. And we use it a lot.
No, but my point is, in most of the cases, though, you've got an objective standard that you can apply. Mm-hmm. You do have an objective standard. Guy ran through a red light.
Correct.
A guy did a taxi stop, through a stop sign, something of that sort. You've got something that's objective. You're not looking at a subjective perspective at all.
And let me dovetail onto that. What's the implication of the recent Lewis case, the almost hitting the car? Because it dovetails.
Oh, my God, Lewis case?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he was pulling out.
And he almost hit the car.
Well, I hadn't thought much about Lewis.
I know you don't think much about it.
this case really is one of the first ones. I don't know how many there have been about equipment violations. We had Muse down in the Court of Special Appeals, which was a cracked windshield case. So this case really concerns, can an officer stop for an apparent equipment violation? And I understand what you're saying. By looking at the tinning, he's making...
Subjective.
He's making it...
it's dark. You
right.
Can look at it and say it's not quite so dark, and we just don't know. How do you do it?
Well, then, I would suggest
the label issue in this case.
The label issue and the fact that he couldn't see through the window.
No, but
they didn't. I understand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, if you're if you've got the, I don't even know where all these labels are supposed to go. I mean, how's anybody supposed to know anything about it in the first place? If the Colmar is not in the statute. I mean, you know, I've always had a problem with statute saying something and Colmar telling you what the details are, and nobody knows but whoever reads Colmar, and even you said you have problems with it.
Well, presumably the people who put on the window tint would know. I mean,
of course they would. I mean, the truth is, if I'm behind a car,
right,
and I see a windshield that looks dark to me, mm-hmm. the thing I need to do is to check for this label.
That's a consideration.
I should check for that label, and if I don't see it, then I stop. I can understand not only did he say I didn't see it, but mm-hmm. I checked for it and there was none. That's another factor in there, and I can understand that. That's much more objective. I mean, you're getting closer to objectivity. But to say I have no training, it looked dark to me, I didn't see this, and I couldn't see inside. Now, does that mean that 35% allow you to see inside? He doesn't say that either.
Well, we don't have that in
that's my whole
this
point.
Record. I mean, we have it in some of the other records that I've been working
but
with.
We don't have that, so but, we don't know what 35% means.
But the legislature in 23105 says if a police officer reserves a vehicle registered, it's being operated with any equipment that apparently does not meet the standard. And that's on page 19 of my rebuttal brief. Right? Uh-huh. It's 23105. So the legislature has given... You know, is it an apparent violation? And if you think about all the possible equipment violations, I mean, the list in 23104 includes the administration and the division will set minimum standards for brakes, steering, suspension, horn.
How many are there?
I won't go through them all. I won't go through all of them.
It's 2 in the afternoon.
I know. I won't go through all of them. You know, there's lights. If you're following a car and you see a brake light out.
Sure.
Okay.
No question about it.
Right.
But that's objective. You see that.
But suppose you see a car going, and this, I'm just going to brakes.
Yeah.
We've all probably had bad brakes. You're driving down the road, you step on them, they start shaking.
Sure.
That may be an apparent violation, but the brakes aren't working.
Not a apparent violation.
It's an apparent
violation.
Not necessarily.
Could be your suspension, could be your steering.
Could be somebody tapping on the thing. With one of those old vehicles, when you had to do that going down downhill.
The brake light is supposed to be a steady light once you hit the brake.
Right.
And if it's flickering and whatnot, that's a violation.
Right. But the statute, the way it's set up, is there's minimum requirements for everything on a car, and it gives the officer...
I have no trouble. My only problem with this whole thing is, mm-hmm. my big problem with this whole thing is that is the pretext piece of it.
But then,
what you're talking, I understand.
And you know what my answer would be.
But my problem is that you're talking about, in Wren, you're talking about something that was much more objective than it is here. Much more objective than
well,
it is
was,
here.
Yeah.
The guy rolls through a stop sign.
It was a moving violation.
That's exactly right. He rolls through a stop sign.
Right. Well, the statute does allow for equipment violations, for the officers to stop for equipment violations.
Can I ask you another question?
Please.
I'd like to know where the officer, if they're trained in Ferris, where does he get him out of the car, keeps him, and brings a dog? Why don't he write that equipment violation and let him go on his way?
Well, that wasn't really argued below.
That's for sure.
That's the whole point. They thought the guy had drugs, and so the whole point was to stop the guy. They stopped the guy so they could bring the dog in.
There's nothing.
The stop in the window was good. The rest of it should have been that issue.
No, no.
There's not a lot in the record about the duration of the stop.
That's what Wren didn't say that you had to.
It's in the brief.
Wren didn't say that you had to go through all the steps. It just said that you had to.
Today's a good factor if we overruled Wren.
He'd give me a lot of more work.
you suggested earlier that you're aware of these other tinting cases that are downstairs. Are the records in those cases better developed as to legislative history as to why, what does 35% physically mean?
The
Chief Judge Bell's question.
Correct.
Does 35% mean you can still see through and tell who's in the car?
The one I worked on yesterday, I would answer yes, and that's one that's pending.
Was that legislative history or was that testimony?
Testimony.
Don't worry about it.
I haven't seen any Mr. Kleinborn had worked on a tending case, and I took from his brief to get some of the out-of-state cases, and then this one, and one more that I know.
Something. Where did they get 35% from?
Again, I don't know. A lot of these, if you looked at some of my out-of-state cases, they all seem to be coming around that 30. Florida was 28%, which I
there's probably an industry standard somewhere.
Yeah.
There may be. There may be.
I think it came from either the feds or from other states.
I can.
What was safe? You've got the highway safety stuff.
Unfortunately, I thought to look at legislative history about 2 hours ago, and it's not in this building. But I can indicate that from what I tell, 22406I seems to be enacted by Chapter 376 in 1995, Senate Bill 276.
And I doesn't make any difference.
If there's anything there, it's down the road.
There's got to be bill files for that period of time.
Probably.
It doesn't make any difference to this case anyway. Because the police officer said he couldn't see in the windows and it didn't have a sticker, and that's because he wanted to stop it anyway, that's why he stopped it. He had a reason to stop it. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's 35% or 75%, because he didn't know whether it was 35% or 75%.
Well, he knew what the standard was, but
he knew he didn't have the sticker on there.
He knew a number of things, and we contend that it was a legal stop, and I'd like to reserve the rest of my time.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Sansone?
Bringing up the rear, Your Honor.
So this must have been an easy case or a tough case, because I see Mr. Brown didn't show up.
Which one? I think he thought it was an easy case and could well be handled by me.
Did he ever get the car out of the swimming pool?
Yeah. I hope so. I hope so. That was kind of
the man was shocked and threw him into a swimming pool.
You know you're on TV. He's probably watching.
Anyway, I think the crux of the case is the fact that the police officer testified that he didn't know what the standard for violating the statute was. He couldn't tell a windshield that violated the statute from a windshield that didn't violate the statute.
Well, how about if he knew about the sticker?
You know, there's nothing in Comar that says that you have to have a sticker on. It's when you get when you have a repair order and you go in and you pass, they give you a sticker so that you won't be bothered again.
What I'm saying is,
I don't see anything in Comar.
That's different.
I just got handed this today, and it's tiny, tiny print, and I guess I need to visit the eye doctor, but I don't see nothing that I saw required a sticker to be affixed to aftermarket tinting. Nothing.
But if let's just say that's true, but the officer believed that you had to have a sticker. And the statute says apparently.
The apparent violation.
We're looking at his reasonable belief, right?
Well, Your Honor, apparently presupposes a knowledge of what violates the statute.
Well,
if you don't know, which he admitted, he said, the question, they appear dark. Now, is that the same thing as appearing to be illegally tinted? Answer, I don't determine that on the stop. My determination is if the vehicle's windows appear dark to me at that point, other than what normal windows appear, a car that did not have any aftermarket tinting. He's saying, I don't know whether it was a violation or not. It just had tinting. You cannot pull over a car.
He also talked about a sticker, I thought.
He said it didn't have a sticker telling me it had already been inspected and it passed the inspection.
That's what I'm saying. Even though it may not be in Comar, if the officer believed that you had to have a sticker to pass whatever requirement the standard is, wouldn't that be enough?
I don't think so. And he didn't testify that he pulled it over because it didn't have a sticker. He said he was telling what his observations were. He never said, I pulled it over because it didn't have a sticker. He said, I pulled it over because it had tinting. And everybody here knows that he didn't know a violation from not a violation.
A little bit of common sense has to intrude in this. A tinting requirement, it seems to me, common sense is that beyond a certain point, you can't see who's in the car. And that's what you're trying to protect against. So if he says, I couldn't see because of the tinting who was in the car, why isn't that reasonable suspicion?
Because he did not testify that he pulled over the car because of probable cause or reasonable suspicion that a violation was occurring. He testified he did not know what violated the law. Ignorance of what the standard of a violation is cannot support a stop. If he doesn't know that...
You're standing here today. What violates the law? I don't know that anybody in this room knows.
Well, but then it can't support a stop. It doesn't matter. In fact, I was just talking to the gentleman who was arguing the case here beforehand. He said, I heard one of those cases one time. He said the police officer took the stand and said, I used to work in a tinting shop, and I know what violates the law. What I know
what this guy's heard.
So there are people who could qualify as an expert in tinting, I suppose, who the judge could reasonably find, yeah, this guy knows what's a violation and not a violation. I suppose there are people in the world who can do that.
But
this officer couldn't.
We're not talking about experts roaming the 695 looking for tinting violations. We're talking about people who are on the street.
This guy was.
I'm talking about experts. You know, we don't have experts. We have police officers.
Right. So it doesn't support a stop. I'm not saying that you couldn't order a repair order can be you can issue somebody a citation, go ahead and go have that checked, but if you don't have a belief that somebody is violating the law, okay, then you can't stop the vehicle. How can you stop a vehicle if you don't? Now, if you look at Roe said there was no actual violation, which, by the way, was an after-arrest judicial determination that there was no violation of the law, that a momentary crossing over was not a violation of the law, that even where the police officer believed there was a violation of the law based on what he saw, sorry, it invalidates the pretextual stop.
You're saying
there was no violation of the law.
Whether, in fact, there was a violation affects whether there was reasonable suspicion or probable cause?
I think that Roe, isn't that what Roe said? It invalidated the stop, the fact that there was no actual breaking of the law.
Whether it's a Wren case or not a Wren case, how would a police officer make a good stop, in your view, for a tinting violation?
I don't think you can make a stop on a tinting violation unless you have an officer like the guy who worked in a tinting shop who could establish to the,
Well, how are you going to know following a car, seeing it pass by? I mean, unless you stop it first and can observe it close up. If you're on the road and you see a car in front of you, it's going to be some distance. How is any police officer, even if you work in a tinting shop, going to know whether that passes or doesn't pass? Ever.
I would find it a stretch, Your Honor, but it's clearly not in this case where he testified, look, I have no idea what is a windshield that passes and doesn't pass. I have no idea. He had tinting. Could have been legal, could have been illegal. That's why I pulled him over. Sticker?
Did he not know that those windows that had the stickers on them were legal? He knew that, didn't
he? He knew that if he had a sticker, then he better not pull that car over.
Okay, so the
can't pull it over. Can't pull it over. But
have one, it might be illegal.
But the reverse is not true. No sticker does not give him the ability to pull that car over unless it appeared to him that the tinting was in violation of the statute, which it didn't. It couldn't have. It could not possibly have appeared to him that it violated the statute because he testified he didn't know what violated the statute. Ignorance of the standard for a violation cannot possibly support a stop. You cannot have no idea if something violates the law. It's probable cause that a crime has been committed. If it's not a crime, like Roe, if it's not a crime, you got no stop.
Oh, thank you. Do you understand his testimony to be that he didn't understand that 35% was the threshold, or that he didn't know what that meant?
He knew what the 35%. He knew what the law said. He did not know that the windshield, the windows of the car vehicle that he pulled over, whether they violated or not. He was unable to do so. He had no training, no experience, no knowledge. And that fact is not in dispute. I mean, that's a fact. He didn't know what constituted a violation. So how could he have pulled over a vehicle for an apparent violation if he didn't know what a violation was? There's no way you can do that.
Let me ask you a question. What was the percentage? Does the record reflect?
You know, it doesn't. It doesn't. It could have. And they argued at the motions hearing. It could have been 36. It could have been 75. You know, we just don't know. That's.
I know, but once he had it tested,
right?
Saying,
right.
The record doesn't reflect the test.
No, it doesn't reflect the actual percentage, only that it was a legal A legally tinted window, not in violation of anything. And the, you know, to me, the whole case is that the officer could not possibly have known a violation and admitted so much.
But your view, then, is that the trial judge is right, that if at trial somebody comes in and establishes that their windows are lawfully tinted, that even if an officer has been trained and believed it and had no labels, there was no basis for stop.
That's Roe.
No.
I mean, yes, I agree that the judges...
That's not what the judge said, though. As I understand what the judge says, if you're going to come in and you're going to give me a, you're going to use that as a pretext, you'd better be right.
Well, because he said Roe said that the...
I'm saying, but he said if you're going to...
What's this Roe case?
This Roe case is where the car momentarily... It was a pretext case where the car momentarily crossed the side, white line on the side of the road and came back into the lane, and the police officer said, I reasonably believe that violated the law of having to drive in a single lane. And this court held, you know what? We all kind of go, you know, that's not a violation of the law. Therefore, even though the officer testified that he thought it was a violation, it is different.
That's different than what you're arguing, and that's different than what the trial judge is saying. A police officer, for reasonable suspicion, doesn't have to be right for it to be reasonable suspicion or probable cause.
Well,
what the judge said was
there has to be a violation of the law. There has to be a law that says if you do that, but not factually, he doesn't have to be right.
What he's saying, what the judge said is, I understand, maybe I'm wrong, but what I understood the judge to say is if you're going to be on a pretext pulling this car over on this theory, you'd better be right.
Where does that come from?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, and he cited the Roe case, which, again, the court said that the officer was wrong. There was no violation.
Roe doesn't fit the judge's proposition.
So, but in any event, I say that there was no apparent violation. There couldn't have been an apparent violation to this officer.
That's
so I think the record is very clear that he had no idea what violated the law or not, so he couldn't stop the car.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. Holcomb?
Just two quick points, Your Honor. On the issue of the how it tested, there was a defense exhibit in the record, and I don't know what that reflects, but that's...
There is an exhibit.
There's a defense exhibit that was moved into evidence. Now, if it's not in the record, you know, we'll try and get it to you. I don't know if it is in the record.
If
you all...
It's a tinted window.
It may just say that it tested positive.
It is legal or something.
I don't know what it says.
Where is it in the record?
I'm looking at extract page 40 and 41. This
There's
was
no dispute. It was legal.
Yeah,
we're not disputing that. We just don't know what the percentage was, at least from the testimony. Comar, there's some... The terminology that they use in Comar is labels. It's not necessarily stickers. And the Comar provision I cited earlier, 11-14-02-14-4, it talks about added tinting is only acceptable on passenger vehicles, convertibles, et cetera, the 35% requirement, and then there's a label provided by the tinting material manufacturer in certain locations. It is in Comar. Unless there's any other questions, we ask.
That's after the person has had it checked.
Well, you could read Comar to indicate, as I indicated earlier, that it would apply to new and aftermarket vehicles. That's my argument.
Okay. Thank you all.
All right. I'm going to stick to that.
Am I missing something on this page right here? This page. Or this page.
It's this page.
It's this page?
Yes.
Yeah, show me what you're reading.
Sure. This is where I'm reading from. What you have to do is you inspect the glass for unauthorized material, blah, 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 and tinting. This touch of added tinting was only acceptable.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
That's my argument. That's my argument.
Right.
But if you look at the other provision, the very beginning of this,
the Comar, the beginning.
Again, the Comar.
Uh-huh.
These standards apply to equipment originally installed. It's the same chapter.
So what does that mean?
Minimum standards are that I don't know anything about when tinting is added. Most of the tinting you see out there is done the aftermarket stuff. I don't know if you get something right from the dealer, it's going to have these black windows. But so the argument is that this applies to new and aftermarket tintings. But I don't know if they do have tintings on them.
I just don't read this as saying that.
You buy a new car, it has to pass inspection. You can't buy a new car that doesn't pass inspection. Right?
You can't drive a car as these inspection, what happens, you accept a car when you inspect it for this, but this doesn't mean that when you're driving down the street that it you have to have a sticker on it if you have tinting.
I read it that you have to have it certified as passing. I mean, you don't.
What happens if you get your windows tinted right after you get it inspected?
Inspected by?
After you get it inspected, you get your windows tinted and you're driving.
I'm not sure where you're going.
You're saying that driving a car down the street without a sticker on it, saying that your tinting is legal, is illegal?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it gives reasonable suspicion to stop it.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I was not understanding. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I knew you guys were.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it anymore, is what you're saying.